My question, as I want to take two more minutes of your time, is do you believe it? Do you believe it? Are you willing to put your trust in a God who can and will use you if you're willing enough and daring enough to say to Him, use me? I want to share you a story with you. It takes me 2 minutes. I practiced it. And I don't get caught up in the financial part of this, but I need to share this with you today. 3 years ago, on a Sunday much like this, we gathered around tables and chairs much like this. Some of you were here and you remember that. We were launched into what we had called Miracle Sunday, and it was the beginning of our legacy campaign. We collected pledges on that day that would indicate whether or not we could build our new facility or not. It was all dependent upon your buy-in, and the goal was no new debt. It's going to sound like George Bush. No new taxes, right? That was our goal, and we were clear about it. The pledge goal was $1.3 million, and at the end of the day, and at the end of that week, we'd received $1,172,000 in pledges, which was strong enough for the board to say, let's move forward with our plans. Most financial professionals will tell you, if you collect 80% of what you get in pledges, you're doing really, really well. Today, you have given $1,128,000 in this campaign. 97%. Now, moment of confession, many of us have fallen slightly behind in our giving. Okay? I'm with you. There's 72 of you. I know. Some of you gave above what you pledged, and some of you didn't pledge, but you gave anyways, and that made up that huge difference. So I'm telling you, we've got a ways to go here. The problem is this. Our building cost actually rose to $1.4 million, which left us with $140,000 in exposed new debt. That was not our goal. But if I talked to anybody in the world, they would say, this was an amazing campaign. You did good. And they would pat me on the back, and they would say how good this is. But honestly, do we serve a God who moves mountains? Through circumstances... I cried the first service too. Through circumstances I did not foresee nor could have predicted, this week your church wrote a check and paid off that debt. Does God move mountains? You're not out of debt yet. We still owe on this building. Don't get too excited. But I want to tell you, if you think God is not in the miracle business, He is still in the miracle business. And there are stories that go well beyond financial things. We've got the Marks family who had an accident that could have taken lives this week, that God spared children and spared lives. I see it. God is in the business of miracles. And if you are giving in to the fear around you, you're giving in to something that God wants to destroy. He wants to remind us that He is in the business of doing things we could never hope or imagine. He moves mountains. And so we are going to talk about at our lunchtime how God has moved mountains in our past and how I think He wants to move mountains in our future, because this is the reality. We're 20 years old, but there are still lost sheep of God wandering the streets of Flushing. They're wandering in the hallways of our school buildings and in our office places. Much ground has been gained, but friends, much more is needed. And the harvest is ripe right here. The time is now. I'm asking, will you join the few 23 years ago who said, God, me? Because God is about to tell you, yes, even you. God, in our worship today, we hope that we have honored you in all things. We hope that this has been a moment where we have not celebrated our work here, but we have celebrated your faithfulness here. May no one leave here today doubting your reality, but understanding that you are alive and in the miracle business today. Through this ministry, you have stretched around the world, and we're thrilled to be a part of partnering with you in it. But God, we're not done. You won't fail us, and we won't fail you. We will not miss Jesus again. I pray, God, that as we kind of transition now, that you'll meet with us and be with us as we do. In Jesus' name, amen.